You're listening to Movie Guide, a nonprofit ministry whose sole mission is to redeem the media. Now, here's Dr. Ted Baer.
Wicked for Good is the second part of a film version of the popular Broadway musical. The Wizard of Oz has falsely demonized Elphaba as the Wicked Witch of the West. Meanwhile, Glinda the Good has decided to stay in Oz and do what good she can. However, the wizard is oppressing Oz's talking animals. Elphaba tries to force him to stop, but he convinces her and Glinda to join him to do good. He frees the flying monkeys as a gesture of goodwill, but Elphaba learns he's mistreating the animals. Wicked for Good contains more jeopardy than the first movie, so it's more entertaining. However, it has a mixed worldview. For example, it has strong moral content promoting friendship and opposing tyranny. However, it also has a strong romantic, politically correct worldview promoting animal rights with a silly lesbian subtext. Despite this, the play's co-creator, Stephen Schwartz, says the lead female characters have a friendship that's not romantic or sexual. That said, Wicked for Good has two scenes of implied adultery and implied fornication and scary moments. So Movie Guide advises extreme caution.
Movie Guide works to protect you and your family from the negative influences of the media and is working in Hollywood to redeem its values from a biblical perspective. For the latest reviews and articles, head over to movieguide.org. Support Movie Guide's mission to redeem the media.